Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911. Timeless machine. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. Angry nerd. Enough with technology that democratizes things. Democracy is a kumbaya potluck where the whole class is invited. Silicon Valley's democratization, meanwhile, caters to infinite constituencies of one. By Sarah Harrison. The operation overlords of Wired make me use Airtable. It's a hip workflow tracker with pretty color coding and copious tabs and a robust API that syncs with Slack. It's also, apparently, a superhero. The Captain America of spreadsheets. Airtable isn't just a shinier version of Excel. It's on a self-professed mission to democratize software creation by enabling anyone to build tools that meet their needs. As if the oppressed white-collar workers of the world were crying, "Help! Bring salubrious democracy to my dismal day-to-day!" Democratizers run rampant through tech these days. An app called Robinhood. Was that guy pro-democracy? Wants to democratize finance for all. Veo aims to democratize soccer videos. One camera, one field, one team at a time. Custom Movement wants to democratize bespoke sneaker ownership, and Creator imagines the same for hamburger prep. Then there's Dearest Daddy, here to reform the most undemocratic of institutions, sperm storage. It's all so gross and confusing. I mean, I theoretically support unfulfilled sneakerheads finding shoes that match their special personalities, but the last time I read my Plato, a stable republic didn't depend on the freedom to personalize products. See the contradiction? Democracy is a kumbaya humming potluck where the whole class is invited. Democratization, meanwhile, caters to infinite constituencies of one, a nonsensical personalization of the political. By now, I should be used to marketers pillaging the English language for profit, but this is tone-deaf, even for tech. The town squares of social media? Now roiling hell sites of extremism. Democratize all you want, but I'm no fool. Democracy is burning, and you would have me buy a reclaimed wood custom-made violin.